Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 92 for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2014. See, I write that stuff down now, so I almost always get it right. So, week's gone by, feeling good. It feels like about the right time for a podcast. I actually thought about doing it yesterday, but I figured I would keep my schedule unless I just absolutely couldn't stand it, and I figured one day later would be fine. Been a good week. Have a couple amusing things to talk about. In particular, one of them is GeekFest. For those of you that are not familiar, it's a group of friends and I, when the two of us that are left from the original, the original grouping was only three, and we lost one guy. But the other two of us have been doing GeekFest with and added and lost people over time. But we're the founding members since, I think, the late 90s. I don't think it was mid. I think it was like 98, 99, somewhere. I can't remember. It was in that ballpark. So a long time. We've had a couple of, I might have mentioned the upcoming one on a try this upcoming, because I kind of remember saying some of this stuff out loud, but oh well. We had a couple of fair to Midland droughts in there where we've gone over a year. But when we're going regularly, it's usually, if it's nice and smooth and regular, it's every 4 to 6 weeks-ish, usually. Not really once a month, not really once every 2 months, somewhere in between. And it's basically, it's like a guy thing, but it's not like football or anything like that. We usually sit around and smoke cigars. We've played role playing games. We've played Halo. We've played numerous other video games. We went through a period where we were. Where we were playing who could knock down all the army men first with either firecrackers or other things that light up and go boom. And I am actually probably going to be putting a GeekFest, it's probably a late addition to the show notes because I don't think I get it done today, but I am going to be putting a GeekFest photo album. There you go. GeekFest Flickr photo album into the show notes. Probably not today, but or probably not. It could happen. We'll see. Shouldn't be that hard. And I'll link to that in the show notes because we had a good time with those army men destruction. Mainly what it'll be. So but yeah. So it's a bunch of guys that all are kind of nerdy, doing geeky stuff, hanging out, usually into half of or all of the night. And definitely this year, this time it was all of the night. Andy and I went to bed about 6:30. Last men standing. And he actually summarized it on Google+. Put a link in the show notes because it was a public. I double checked; it's a public post, so no problem. Oh, and another, I'll stick some Flickr photos in. I think I've got a couple of them already. Another thing that's kind of over the past few years has become just a necessary part of it is my buddy Steve and I usually either drive together or meet up at a Walmart that's right near Andy's house and buy absolutely over-the-top ridiculous amounts of terrible, terrible junk food to eat at GeekFest. And by junk food, we mean everything from your standard junk food, chips and dips and all that kind of crap, to ice cream in various manifestations, to giant shrimp, like the circular thing that's got the shrimp on it that you just pick off and eat. We bought those before. We've bought, pretty much everything but just bringing in like a side of beef or something, we've pretty much done. If you can buy it at Walmart, we've picked it up and said, yeah, what the heck, a tub of cheese, who knows. We end up just going insane, and I've got some pictures of of grocery carts. This time, I mean, we were, what did we call it, Steve and I? Was, we had matured and we'd done targeted purchasing, and we only had half of the cart, that big giant Walmart cart full. So, I mean, for us, that was like, you know, total, just what the heck? Completely toned down. So we got there, hang out, we're in the process of, and I think I have mentioned it, this, I remember it, we're in the process of starting up a Pathfinder campaign, which is based on the Open Gaming licensed version 3.5 of Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, which I used to give a lot of smack to, but I actually like Pathfinder's rules. I'm working through, I'm the GM, I'm working through them now so I can be as, you know, in the ballpark of as familiar with them as I am the regular. And when I say regular, I mean first edition AD&D rules. We're creating character creation because I'm not, it's marginally more complicated than first edition AD&D. You've got more choices to make with your characters and such. And I'm not as familiar with it. So character creation has taken a couple of sessions now, but we're through that and we're into the beginning of the adventure now. So we're pretty excited. So we'll be doing some heavy duty gaming, next Geek Fest, which is hopefully early November ish. But we always do some other stuff. And a couple of interesting things that happened this time is, first of all, I have audio. Have audio actually from this H1, the same thing that I'm using for my podcast most of the time nowadays. By the time the battery in it died, because it wasn't brand new, it was the battery from the last time when I talked about it dying. But I wasn't paying attention to the battery at the time. And actually, it had been outside by itself. Because we had left for the walk that will come up later, and I had forgotten this. And man, I wish I hadn't, because we had some good times on the walk. But it sat outside for about an hour after we left on the walk and then died at, I think, about 5 o'clock in the morning. So it was around 10 hours of audio. Well, around 10 hours of usable audio, and then, like I said, an hour of listening to chirping outside on the porch. But yeah, so we... there is an agreement, you know, anything, this is basically private stuff for us. It's possible that we might get some quotes out of it that if everyone agrees, can go public on the internet and maybe even end up in a podcast, but that is not done without agreement of all parties involved. So just because, you know, we like to have some privacy on, when we're doing our things, but, yep, I've got hours of us creating characters, talking about that crap, doing various other things. And then at some point, while I was helping with character creation, or like walking around talking about, we often will play music or something. And I think I may have even, and I know I mentioned that on here, I've had Dr. Horrible in my head for so long, since before Dragon Con, that I probably even pulled out a man's got to do what a man's got to do at some point. And that made me and Steve decide that we should listen to Dr. Horrible, which I don't have. I mean, I do own, I think I own it on Amazon. But I have the soundtrack. It's actually one of the very few. I only have maybe 30 or 40 songs downloaded to my Nexus 5, but the Dr. Horrible soundtrack are probably half of those songs. So we played through Dr. Horrible, and you know, and then after that, we're just looking around. Oh. Hold on just one second, folks. You'll get to listen to the lovely Lola. Saw the school bus go by, so she's off to the races. She likes to do a simulated chase of the school bus as it goes by. So, we were listening to that. Somehow we got to talking about, I guess, musicals in general. I haven't gone back to that portion and figured out, because I have the audio, how we got from there to here. But somehow we realized that not only did Steve and Andy both know the words to Jesus Christ Superstar,
But we had it, I believe Andy had it on his iPhone. So I have like 2.5 hours of us hanging out, sitting. We decided to sit out on the porch. So as we found out later, a significant portion of the neighborhood got to listen to it. We were not quite as quiet as we thought we were. And chatted in groups of two or three while somebody was usually singing over the Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack. It was quite a fun time. It was very good. I expect to definitely have some, if nothing else, private fun quotes out of that. We may or may not have, like I said, podcastable quotes, but I certainly hope we do. It should be funny. And then the other amusing part was about 4 a.m. Andy decided that we should take a walk and make sure that everybody was feeling good before they went to bed. And I thought more like he was suggesting that we walk outside the front door and, you know, around the cul-de-sac or something. So I had only socks on at the time, and rather than put my shoes on, because I was wearing Converse, so I was going to have to tie them up and everything, and they were not in the same room, I just pulled my socks off real quick, so I was barefoot. We walked 3 miles around the neighborhood in a big circle 3 times. There was a big loop. And the next day, my feet complained about that. They're actually fine now. I was afraid I was going to get a pretty bad blister on my left heel in particular, but she seems fine now. It was the one day driving back was not enjoyable, but it was fun. And gosh, like I said, I think actually I don't think it would have died on the trip. It would have made it a little while longer, but I actually, when we got up to go outside there, I left the recorder out on the back porch, and from then until the end is just chirping of whatever chirps out there at night. So, but it was friggin' awesome. I mean, Geek Fest is always fun. It was a particularly epic Geek Fest, in my opinion. The audio was cool, and I can't wait to. I'm doing a couple of chops to it I'm going to take the Jesus Christ Superstar for sure out of the middle. That's one thing we're definitely going to share. But I think it's about a 538 megabyte MP3. So I'm glad I recorded that just on MP3 mode, because I would have not even come close to being able to get everything if I had just gone with a raw WAV file. But actually, I tell you, even the MP3 is surprisingly good, especially when there wasn't, super loud music in the background, which there were for several hours. But even there, you can hear like the side conversations. It was pretty cool. I'm definitely going to do it. I definitely have plans on recording them. It's not a memory, but it's like a memento. And it's something to go back and listen to and to laugh at for, far into the future, hopefully. So it was fun. I like some Geek Fest. One of my favorite things. The second one related, because it's geeks and nerds. One of the podcasts that I listened to actually on the drive up, because yes, I got up Saturday morning, drove to Atlanta from North Carolina, went to Geek Fest, passed out at 6:30 in the morning, woke up about noon, gathered my wits, and drove back to North Carolina. So it's a bit of a drive, but that's okay. But I have plenty of podcast stuff to listen to, which is good. And one of the podcasts I listened to was Paul Fidalgo. I was on his podcast a couple weeks ago for the Apple event, the post Apple event podcast, which was I don't think he technically considers part of his new iMortal podcast at his new blog, And he'd actually already recorded the first episode of iMortal at that point, but it hadn't gone up yet. But he has since released the first episode of iMortal, and it was about geekness, about how the term geek has lost some of the derogatory, feel that it had, when especially let's say when I was younger. I say it that way because the range, Paul's not as old as me. He's, I think, with it less than 10 years younger than me. And I think it ranged down to 10 years younger than him on the podcast. I think one of the guys on there was pretty young, which is fine. It's just like a different, but just hearing the different, both the different stories of how things changed over time and the just the different points of view about it were interesting. So listening to that podcast was interesting. I mean, I didn't disagree with anything on it. I had, I actually pulled out the H1 and considered taking some, not a, a literal podcast, probably, well, maybe depending on how coherent it had been. As I almost wanted to point counterpoint maybe more with some of the things on there. But it was excellent. It was an excellent first episode. And like I said, you know, just about the whole notion of geekery and how it's expanded and how it's become less of a, you know, a negative term. And I had thought about that for quite a bit. And then lo and behold, I was at lunch, which I just finished a little while ago. I'm a pretty big Penny Arcade fan, and I've listened to their podcast called DLC, where it's like a fourth wall sort of thing where they record themselves. I'm not 100% sure. They may be going back and redoing stuff. I'm not sure if it's the actual process of them creating their comics. May or may not be, but it's still funny either way. It's hilariously funny. It's the two guys from the Penny Arcade comic strip creating a comic strip and recording the audio for it. And I knew that they had done what they called fourth wall videos, actually, a couple years back. What I didn't realize is that they at some point organized them together and made a like a little web video series out of it. And they mentioned the guy who's in charge of that web series in, usually when they create a comic, then they'll also write some, the text doesn't really necessarily, and usually is tangentially related to the comic. It'll have a link to the comic in there somewhere as part of the, as part of what they're talking about. But it's mainly just kind of their blog, for lack of a better word. And they mentioned a trip that they had gone on, and this guy who, I forget his name, from their company who creates the web series, manages the web series. And so I clicked over and realized, oh man, they really have organized these into a web series. Cool. And so I'm like, I'll start at the beginning. You know, it's not, there's not that many of them. And they're like 8 minutes long a piece. So I watched several of them at lunch today. And they start with, the very first one is at PAX, which is Penny Arcade Expo, I believe. It's their convention. They originally was just a single PAX in Seattle where they live. There's now a PAX East in Boston. I think it's always in Boston. There's now a PAX South that's new. It's this coming January in San Antonio, which would be cool. And there's a PAX Australia. I think that's it. I don't think they have one. It might be a PAX Europe. I don't remember. Australia was just recently. And PAX was just recently. I say again, PAX, well, the main one's called PAX Prime now. And I would have to, I'd have to bite the bullet and go to PAX Prime because it's pretty much settled into the same weekend as Dragon Con. It's Labor Day weekend. So that would be, you got to make a decision there. But there's PAX East, which is pretty freaking popular now. And there's PAX South, which is new, which is almost you could get in on. Like there's still PAX, I went and looked, there's still PAX South tickets available. And like the other PAXes, I think they sell out in like, you know, the 15 minute sort of thing. So we'll see. I don't know. But the first two episodes of the video series were set at PAX Prime 2009, which is where they started the series. And at the very beginning of it, they were talking about, in effect, the same thing. They were talking about they basically created the convention that they wanted to go to. And they're gamers. They're not really into comic books, even though they draw a cartoon. You know, they're not against, you know, cosplaying or anything like that. But again, that's not really what they're into. And PAX is very much, and even mainly, not solely, but mainly like video games sort of thing. They're big video gamers, both on the consoles and on the PC. They do have a board gaming component at PAX, which is cool. If they didn't have that at all, I probably wouldn't be as interested in going, but they do have a definite board game group because they are board gamers as well. They play Dungeons and Dragons, in fact, among other things. But they were talking about nerds because they're game nerds. And how that notion of nerd, and they are different words, but that notion of nerd to them, the same thing, has become a much more acceptable term to be used, and especially in these contexts of things like games and such things. And I would probably agree that it is. I use them both. I usually use nerd more for me. And I think that so it was interesting, but my point was, as I was listening to them, it drove me back to this, because all of a sudden I was thinking some of the same things that I'd been thinking on Saturday about this geek pod, the podcast talking about geek and some of the similar things. And they're similar. They've definitely both become more inclusive. I use geek. I do think weird, like, I would be much more, I mean, they were very inclusive. They were very inclusive on the podcast. Some things that I would totally agree with, like theater geek. Yeah. Yeah. I've known theater geeks. You know, I went to a summer program here in North Carolina. Actually, the summer before I went to the School of Science and Math called Governor School, which is like a 6 weeks per 6 week program during the summer for geek kids. Basically, I went for math, because I was a math, you know, we're at the extreme end of the spectrum. But there's a whole entire component of Governor's School that's theater people. And that was one of the first times, in fact, that I'd really spent a lot of time with theater people and realized that how much similarities, even though they were very different in what they were geeked, you know, what they were, what was their thing that they loved?
Oh,
I've got to do dog cleanup. Wet dog. It's raining here, and wet dog just jumped on the sofa. Ugh, I'll do that afterwards. There's a difference in the particulars, but not a difference. But they are very, very similar. I actually enjoyed one of my best friends in the whole world. I actually met at Governor's School and then re-met later years on. At Duke, after I hadn't seen him for a couple of years, he was then my roommate at Duke for several years. His roommate at Governor's School was a theater guy, so I got to know the theater people pretty well, and it was interesting to think of it. But so but I wouldn't use the term like theater nerd, though, like gaming nerd. Board game nerd, although board game geek is a very firm, and geek is almost used in all these situations as well. But it was just interesting to sit and think about the similarities and differences in my head on these things and what they were talking about and how they were trying, because there are, and within what the really nerdy geek sort of stuff, you know, when you get into like comic books and people who, you know, convention type stuff, you've got costuming and cosplay, and even those, there are differences in those. I definitely know people who consider themselves costumers and do not consider themselves cosplayers. But even within the con, and it was a point that they touched on a little bit in the podcast, and I was like, oh yeah, there's definitely hierarchy within geekery, you know. And I like it at Dragon Con. I fit into some of the ones that are the gaming geeks. I mean, we used that. Now they're almost in their own hotel, and you can't quite tell it as well, even though it's a con hotel, but it's the most, the least important, arguably, of the con hotels. But it used to be much clearer back years ago, in like the early 2000s. They were in the Hilton. No, the Hyatt. I'm sorry. Which is one of the main con, in fact, the main con hotel at the time. But the gamer, you just had to keep going down and down. They were in the basement, in a huge room in the basement. But that's where they kept us. They just took us all the way down to the bottom, opened up the doors, and said, have at it. It was a point that came back to me when I was thinking about that stuff. So thought that was interesting. So those are my two big thoughts for the day: the geek versus geek and nerddom, and the Geek Fest itself. So, and as we don't call it Nerd Fest, we do call it Geek Fest. So there's that. Anyway, but I think that's those are my topics for the week, and I think I'm going to wrap things up. This has been Kenzoids Autonomous, because I've got, among other things, I've got a sofa to clean up and hopefully to keep her from messing up anymore. So this has been Kenzoids Autonomous Zone. You find it at kenzoid.com, K-E-N-Z-O-I-D. Feel free to comment there or to send me email at kkennedy, K-K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, at kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is also Kenzoid. My Facebook and Google Plus profiles will be in the show notes, as will, you know, the Flickr stuff and everything that I was talking about before. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, absolution optional. So thanks a lot, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye.